But I just want to keep you up to date with what's going on in Louisiana. It's a breaking news story. UK US media reports us that two police officers have been killed in a shooting in Baton Rouge, obviously the location where another guy was killed earlier in the month, in a country where police officers being shot is a critical issue. And then the obviously obverse of that, black people being shot by police officers. And so the worry is that this is another example that could pour more petrol onto a very inflammable situation. We don't know much more than what I've just said at the moment, but I want to keep you up to date as far as I can. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joins me now. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Stig.
What do we know and what's happening at the moment as far as you're aware?
Well, there's a major police operation now underway in Baton Rouge in Louisiana after police were apparently alerted to the presence of one man carrying what they refer to here as a long gun, which usually means some kind of assault rifle, and walking down one of the city's main avenues. When police arrived at the scene, the man with the gun engaged them in some kind of a gun battle. It is reported that as many as seven police officers were struck by bullets during the course of that exchange. There are several reports now that at least two of those police officers have died. One television network is reporting that a third officer has also passed away, with the other four still suffering from their injuries. Police in Baton Rouge describe the situation now as contained, but we don't know whether that means that the gunman has been killed by police or whether he is in some fashion holed up somewhere in Baton Rouge. We're waiting for more information about all of that. Bear in mind that it was in Baton Rouge just a few days ago that an African-American was killed by police, Alton Sterling. He was in the parking lot outside a convenience store. Police responded to the convenience store to a report of someone with a gun in the vicinity of the store. Mr. Sterling, it turned out, had been selling CDs outside the supermarket, was known to the supermarket management, and the managers of the shop said, no, that wasn't the person we were worried about. But he was killed by police. Protesters in Louisiana say, in cold blood. So tensions have been running very, very high in Louisiana and up in Minnesota following the death at the hands of police of another black American. And, of course, this also follows on from that dreadful incident in Dallas just about 10 days ago, when five police were killed by a sniper during a peaceful protest that was taking place at the time, organized by the Black Lives Matter movement. So very, very bad news coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and worth making the point that this news is coming on the eve of the Republican Party's convention, Donald Trump's big coming-out party in Cleveland, which is due to get underway in just a few hours' time.
Thank you very much, Simon. Just one final point, though. It must be said that we don't know so much at the minute. We don't know if this is a political act, as it was in Dallas, versus a terrible shooting from a criminal who was otherwise engaged in criminality.
Absolutely. Very important to say we have no idea what the motivation was for all of this. There are, of course, shooting incidents that take place across the United States every single day of the year. We have no way of knowing whether this was linked to the killing of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge in any way, shape or form, but certainly the fact that it has taken place in Baton Rouge and the fact that it would seem at least two or three police officers have been killed, it is attracting the laser-like focus of the American media at the moment.
Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, thank you very much indeed. And as information starts to come out, we'll keep you updated here on LBC.